welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode of the podcast slash vlog, I'm going to be trying a few new things. So I did pick up a new camera recently, and I'm looking at it. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm looking at it now to show people on YouTube that I have two cameras. I picked up an Osmo Action, a DJI Osmo Action. And so far, I love this thing. Like, it is fantastic, and I'm excited to bring you guys some new footage from all sorts of angles from the truck to show you all kinds of cool stuff that's going on. So that's coming. Be ready. If you are listening on the podcast, today's topic is going to be sort of some vehicle maintenance slash things I'm going to be doing to the truck. So a little bit different than a lot of the things that I do, but you know, in this case, I wanted to sort of, for the folks that have been around for the long haul and have kind of seen everything that I've been doing to the truck, I just wanted to sort of give you an inside look at some things that are coming. So there are a lot of changes that I've made to the truck recently. I bought a rooftop tent. I did brakes on the truck, but only the front rotors and pads. I've got the rear ones that I'm going to do. So there's a ton of things that I need to do to the truck from a maintenance standpoint. There are tons of things that I need to do from like a convenience standpoint. And I just want to kind of relay out the truck because, I mean, you guys all know me. I'm super cheap and that's not changing by any means, but I am trying to sort of really think through things and sort of lay things out in a way that makes sense for overlanding. So that's kind of the purpose of this episode. It's going to be a little bit of freestyle, a little bit of, you know, just kind of me throwing things out here because I'm actually going to be gone this whole weekend. So I'm trying to put this all together before I leave. So anyways, that is what is going to happen. I'm going to try and walk you guys through all that stuff because for the next like 2 to 3 weeks, the truck is going to be totally down. It's going to be up on my hydraulic lift in the garage. I'm going to, after this specific podcast slash vlog, I'm going to be bringing you guys a little bit more in the way of like in-depth, like work that I'm doing and, you know, sort of ride the car guy type of stuff. Showing you some of the work that I've done to the truck and the maintenance stuff that I'm doing. So anyways, that is sort of the purpose of this video. So before we dive into the video, did want to touch on my featured sponsors. Of course, as always, Overland Addict is awesome. They have everything that you could imagine for overlanding, from rooftop tents to fuel cans to fridge freezers. So click on that link in the description below to check them out. Second, Last US Bags. Again, there's some exclusive cool stuff coming from them here really soon that I'm excited to show you guys, but they are amazing. They have great quality, like hand-stitched stuff related to overlanding, so check them out through the link below. And then, of course, More Expo coming up in February of next year. Everybody's at Rendezvous in the Ozarks right now, which I really wish I was, but I'm not. So More is the next big thing that I am going to, so that's why I'm taking the truck down and getting it all ready for that event. So check them out as well. In the description below, you can click through, you can buy your tickets. Click on tickets at the top of the website. Right now, you can get 25% off those tickets too. So go there now, buy your tickets, be ready to go. Come meet me at More Expo. And then last but not least, Northology Adventures. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm super jealous of Cindy, the gal that runs this thing. She quit her job about a year ago today, actually, the day that I'm recording this. I saw her post. It's been a year since she quit her job, her full-time job, and she started doing overlanding and content creation and all this stuff, and I'm super jealous of that, but good for her. I'm super excited. She's awesome. So click on that link below again and check her out as well. So, but without further ado, let's dive into the video. Let's talk about maintenance stuff and just stuff that's going to be happening to the Xterra in the next month. All right, guys. So as I mentioned, this video slash podcast is going to be all about what I'm doing to the truck over the next month or so. It's recently been Prime Day, so I bought a lot of stuff. Like, I've spent too much money over the last week or so. I've bought a ton of things that are super exciting for me. And I'm going to be using those to basically improve the truck, to make the truck better. Huge shout out to a gentleman named Gunther, which is the guy that I happened to find on thenewx.org. I was literally about to order General Springs. I'll put a link to them below. General Springs heavy duty springs. I've heard really good things about them. Lots of Xterra guys run them. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm going to buy these springs. They seem amazing. I'm going to buy them. And they were about $500 for the springs and the bushings and the shipping to me, which is not terrible, right? It's not terrible. It's cheaper than a lot of other options. But I was like, man, that's still just a ton of money. So maybe I should try to, you know, do literally anything except spend $500. So me being cheap, I hit thenewx.org and I searched the classifieds. And I found this post from a guy who, coincidentally and luckily for me, is in Ohio. And I was like, hey, dude, what's up? I happen to need the exact things that you have. He had the HD leaf springs. He actually had the 4/1 leaf springs, so the slightly heavier duty 5-pack leaf springs. Versus the current set that they sell is 3+1. So they basically a 4-leaf spring pack. I think I'm saying that right. But so I reached out to him and he was like, yeah, man, let's meet up. And I drove a couple hours to Dayton, Ohio, and I met up with him. He was a super nice guy. He brought his 90-year-old grandma with him. So hi, grandma. Very nice to meet you. And he's a super nice guy, though. And I got a good deal. So I got him for about half price almost. I got him for about $300. So I saved a couple $100 on the springs, literally stickers still on them. Brand new. So again, huge thanks to Gunther. That was amazing. It worked out. Saved me a couple $100. So with that couple $100, I went ahead and I decided to upgrade some other stuff on the truck. So one of the things that I'm going to be doing is a double DIN head unit with a 10.1 inch screen. So it's essentially an iPad stuck to a double DIN unit. The Xterras are set up default with a double DIN sort of setup, at least up until, I'm not sure when, like 09, 2010, somewhere in that ballpark. I think they got the actual like nicer screen. But for the first variation of the second gen, we all just kind of had like a double DIN unit that just kind of sucked. It was like a plain old radio. Even the Rockford Fosgate version, which mine's an SE, so I have that. It was still just kind of a plain, knobby, you know, just general boring sort of head unit. Now when I bought my truck, it already had a double DIN in it, a Pioneer, and it's pretty old. It's probably, I mean, it has to be at least 6 or 8 years old. So it overheats sometimes, which is a little inconvenient. So when I'm taking longer trips, like the one that I took up to Core, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, about 6 hours into the trip, my radio shut off. It just suddenly just decided it was done and it shut off, which sucked. So that sucks, but you know, you get over it, you learn your new things, you do what you have to do, it's fine. However, I'm a big music guy. Like, I just can't take silence, I don't like quiet, I like to listen to music, I like to listen to podcasts, I like to be active when I'm driving from, you know, Indiana to whatever the event is, however many hours away it is. So that kind of sucked. And I, you know, again, it's an older head unit, and I was like, you know what, I really want Gaia Maps on it. I really want wireless Apple CarPlay. Like, these are the things that I want. So I will put a link in the description below to the head unit I bought. Credit actually to Overland Under Budget, who is a Tacoma guy, but he has a sweet channel, man. And he's killing it. He's like what I'm aspiring to be, right? Like he's killing it. He has a bajillion more subscribers than me. He started after I did, and he's just freaking killing it. He's just doing a good job. And his videos are awesome, and his truck is awesome, and he does a lot of really cool DIY stuff. So again, I'll put a link to him below because I'm just jealous, right? Like, he's just a great dude, and he has some cool stuff. But I saw his video where he said, hey, check out this head unit. This is what I just did. He built a custom aluminum-like structure. His truck is like an 01 Tacoma, so it's super old school. So, like, his radio was, like, in the bottom of his center console. So it just made no sense. So he had to build his own aluminum system to kind of house the double DIN unit and his aircon controls and all that stuff. In my case, again, the Xterra is a little more updated as an 05. The head unit is right up top, so it's going to be really nice, though, because the unit that I bought, again, linked below, has, like, up and down adjustability, and then you can tilt it, too. So it's essentially what I'm trying to do is make my Xterra into a BMW, but without all the problems that come with BMWs, right? So that's kind of my goal. I'm just kidding. But it is really nice to have all those features. It's basically an Android unit, so you can install apps, you can do all kinds of stuff, you can piggyback off your phone and install things. It's really, really cool. So that is one of the things that is coming for the truck, and that's why I'm talking about this, is because these are upgrades for the truck that are coming. So over the next month or so, this is my goal, is to get me ready for the winter and then get me ready for More Expo in February. So head unit is one of those things, and I basically about paid for that head unit. It's about $250, so it's not super cheap, but it's also really reasonable for what you get for it. But so I am going to be replacing that. I'm also going to be replacing my full leaf packs. And if you're Jeremiah, or, you know, Overland Pioneers guy Jeremiah, or anybody that went on the trip with us to Core, you heard me scraping because my rear leaves are so shot that I was literally bottoming out and rubbing the inside of my fender wells with my 33s the whole way down the trail. Every time we hit any sort of bump, I was bottoming out. Previously, I had overleaf helper springs, which again were fantastic. I'll link to those below. I mean, for the money, it's like $35 to $50 depending on what you buy. But they took my stock leaves. So my truck is an 05. I have 136 plus thousand miles on it now, and I'm still on OEM suspension. And it has been for the last 40,000 miles, primarily daily driver slash off-roading. That's all that it's been. But so basically the overleaf helper springs, take your stock springs and you put it on top of it, and you put two U-bolts, one on each end, and it lifts the springs up. That's how it works. It's basically just like a really stiff U-shaped sort of spring that you U-bolt to your stock springs, and it just lifts them up, right? That's how it works. And again, it's really inexpensive. So that worked for about the last 2-3 years. And I'm very happy with that. That was a great investment. It saved me a ton of time, saved me a ton of money. However, again, the truck is almost 15 years old. It's time to replace the entire leaf pack. And I figure, you know what? I replaced the shocks about a year ago, and those have been great. I've got the Bilsteins off of an off-road trim Xterra, and it gave me more droop. It gave me more extension. It's fantastic. They feel great. The truck rides great. You can just tell that the leaves are just, they're just worn out, right? So again, I finally upgraded to a heavy-duty spring leaf spring kit, full leaf pack, and I'm going to be installing that over the next month or so. So that is to come. I will have more videos about that. I will talk about some install. Although, honestly, Rye the Car Guy did a great job. I'm not going to try and compete with him. His video is fantastic. If you want a full-on, like, step-by-step instruction, I will put a link to that below because he did a great job. But I'm just going to talk a little bit about like what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and all that good stuff. So anyways, that is coming as well. In addition to that, to the truck, there are a number of little, you know, nitpicky things that I need to do to it. So before the Core Overlanding Adventure trip, I did the front rotors and pads because I was literally like, they were shot. I looked at the rears and they were not that bad. So I didn't have enough time to do the rears, but I did buy the full four rotor and new pads kit. So I have the rears to do too. So when I have the whole truck torn down and up on the lift, I plan to do that as well. So I'll be doing rear brakes. In addition to that, you know, I have removed my rear cladding from the truck. So the sort of side steps, that plastic that covers the whole rear of the Xterra on the sides, has been removed because a couple of reasons. It got damaged because some lady hit me in a parking lot. Also, I just felt like it was just covering up the metal stuff and just making it harder to treat the rust and stuff underneath. And then third, I just think it looks cool. So, you know, that sounds a little silly, and it is, but honestly, I think it kind of looks cool without the cladding on it. Kill me. You know, it's, what are you going to do? It's a little bit different, and I like that. I like to be different. I don't like to be the same as everyone else. I could do, you know, full wraparound metal bumpers. I could do P&P, make some really cool, actually, rear corners for the truck. But the expense is prohibitive, right? And I just decided, you know what? I'm just going to just go cladless. You know, I'm just going to take them off. And I, what I actually did was I taped everything off and I painted it with Rust-Oleum black. But now that's been about 10 to 12 months probably since I did that. And it's, you know, all the off-road driving, all the gravel roads has finally chipped up that paint and it's finally starting to kind of fade and get a little crappy looking. So again, I'm going to throw the truck in the garage. I'm going to clean it all up. I'm going to treat all the rust spots. I'm going to treat all of the, you know, cracked and broken paint. I'm going to sort of repaint everything. I'm going to try and make it as nice as possible for, again, this winter's weather. And then also, more importantly, for more to come out and represent as well as I can. So paint stuff as well. If you're familiar with Xteras, the rear quarter panels are trouble spots, right? Like they are just, they don't have a ton of protection inside of them. You've got rocks throwing up inside of them constantly. So I've definitely had some rust issues back there. But I mean, again, for a 15-year-old truck, I don't expect it to be perfect, right? So I'm going to be working on that stuff as well. And then in addition to that, just tons and tons of little maintenance stuff. As I mentioned earlier in the video, one of my concerns is the layout of the inside of the truck. So I have added additional charging ports. I've added some inverters and things like that. But when I did it, it was all piecemeal, right? It was all like, oh, I bought this thing and now I need to find a place to install it and I'm going to put it right here. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to literally take apart the whole interior of the truck. I'm going to think through everything that I have and everything that I might have in the future, everything that I'm planning for the truck, and I'm going to try and lay it out in a way that makes sense as an overlander, right? So like my double DIN 10.1 inch touchscreen thing is going to solve a lot of those problems because my new head unit will become my phone, my, you know, I'll use that for navigation. I'll use that for maps. It will just be a lot easier than what I'm currently using, which is my phone, and then I have to grab it and I have to move things. It's tiny and I have to look at it to a big, huge screen that I can use exclusively for navigation while I maybe listen to music through my phone on Bluetooth, that kind of stuff. All right, guys. So other things that I am planning to do. Again, if you have followed the channel, you know that I have a new rooftop tent and I really like it. It's fantastic. However, when I bought it, it was about a week or two before the core event, which was the awesome event that I went to about a month ago. Tag up here to the video I made recapping the event. However, I threw the rooftop tent on. Like I literally grabbed a neighbor and said, hey, come help me with this rooftop tent. The goal being to just get it on so that I could drive 11 hours north to Michigan to take this trip and have a rooftop tent. However, again, if you are familiar with Xteras, the rooftop, the stock cross members and roof rack are unique. Let's just say that, unique. That's the nice way to say it, unique. So I bolted it to it and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna throw the awning on here too, right? And it didn't work at all. Like there's no way, the bars are really thick on an Xtera. They're like 2.5 inches thick. Round bars, so that of course they're weird and there's nothing that you can really attach to them. I scratched up my paint a bunch trying to get the awning to connect to it, which was awful and hurts my soul. But you know, I did figure out a lot of things when I was attaching and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna deal with the rooftop tent for now. And then when I get home, I'm gonna figure it out. So I haven't figured out all the specifics of it yet. However, there will be a video coming because I am fairly confident after watching a few videos and learning a few new things that I can make a Unistrut roof basket, essentially, or like a roof rack that I can mount my rooftop tent and my awning to, and also will give me some flexibility for some future mods that I may want to make. So like attaching my high lift back to the roof, or moving anything out of the truck that I may want to move up there, like traction mats, 5-pound propane tank, things like that. So again, there will be videos coming on that. I have a lot of pretty exciting plans about that. I've started to do a little bit of research, but I need to flesh the whole thing out. The goal with that will be, of course, to literally give you guys like a step-by-step direction video and also like blueprints or like a plan that shows here's how, what you need to buy, here's how long everything is. So specifically if you guys are Xtera people or you girls are Xtera people and you want to do something like this, my goal is to give you like literally hand you, let me do all of the legwork and figure it all out and then hand it to you guys so that it saves you time, money, and effort, right? But I'm excited about that. I feel pretty good about it. Again, I've learned a lot about them. The Unistrut system, you can get them at like a Home Depot's, a Lowe's. You can buy this stuff on Amazon. So I will give you guys links to that stuff when I build it. But my plan is literally to build essentially a rectangle that fits on the stock Xterra roof rack that then I can attach the rooftop tent to and the awning and, you know, that stuff like I mentioned. So that is another huge product or project that's coming here in the near future. Also, another thing that I learned from Overland Under Budget is, and this is really cool, he learned or taught himself or knew how to basically set up like a front camera setup and a rear camera setup on one single switch. And he wired it into that head unit, the one that I'm talking about, the one that I'm getting, where you could basically, if you click up on the switch, then it flips to the front camera. And it turns on the display on the head unit showing you what's up front. So if you're climbing a hill or something, you know, a lot of us, if you've been in an overlanding or an off-roading situation, you're kind of climbing a hill, you can just see the top of the hood. You don't know what's going on. You don't know if there's rocks there or what's going on or if you're at the top or not, how far you are, what's in front of you. What he did was he mounted a camera up front in the front of his truck, which I've always wanted to do. So now I'm super inspired now that he's done it. So I plan to do that as well. I'm going to be mounting a camera up front and then one in the rear as well, and sort of making a switch that will flip between those two on my huge new double din unit. So again, there will be specifics on that. There will be individual videos coming out about that stuff as well. But just kind of wanted to give you guys a heads up about what's coming. Especially again, if you're Xterra people and you're excited about kind of the future of the truck, the all things overlanding Xterra, tons and tons of mods planned in the next 2 to 4 weeks, basically. Again, I'm going camping this weekend, so I can't take it down right now. But after this weekend, I literally plan to take the rooftop tent off because right now with that on, I cannot get my truck in the garage. But so I plan to take that off, take it down, put the truck up on the lift, take the wheels and tires off, do brakes, paint, all the stuff that I mentioned, and have the truck just up on the lift for like a month and just do all the maintenance. In addition to that, if you have an older vehicle, it could be an Xterra, it could be anything, right? I plan to de-rust the bottom of it. I plan to either Raptor line or at least matte black, like just paint the bottom of the truck to give it some more longevity and to protect the undercarriage of the truck. I'm going to be doing all the fluids. I'm going to be checking everything. I'm going to be lubricating ball joints. I'm going to be doing all the normal maintenance stuff. So kind of my goal is if I'm going to take the whole truck down, if I'm going to literally have it torn apart, rooftop tent off, everything off, I'm going to try and solve for all the problems all at once. And when I say that, I don't mean that there are a ton of problems, more problems with my setup than problems with the truck. Like the truck runs immaculately, right? And I know I'm super biased. I'm a Nissan guy. You guys know that. But I mean, honestly, it has 136,000 miles on it. I bought it with 94,000 miles 4 years ago. It just runs, man. Like that's the thing is half of me wants to like go out and buy a new vehicle just because like I've owned the truck for like 2 years. Like I paid it off a couple of years ago. I paid off my car a month or two ago. Like I don't have any car payments. So part of me wants to just like go out and buy something new or better. Right. But I just can't bring myself to do that because the Xterra is just bulletproof, man. Like I literally drove it 11 hours up to Michigan, off-roaded it for 5 days, camped in it, slept in it, cooked out of it. Did everything out of that thing and then drove 11 hours back. Actually, I drove 5 hours to Wisconsin, camped for a night, slept in the rooftop tent on the top, drove another 8 hours home from there. And it was just fantastic. It was so good. So like with the engine transmission being bulletproof, I just can't bring myself to, you know, sell it or trade it or anything. Plus it's so modified now that like if I drove into a dealership, they would laugh at me and say, I'll give you $500. So screw them, you know? But anyways, so the truck is fantastic. I think I've probably, based on what I've seen from other people with Xterras, second gen Xterras, I probably got 200 to 250,000 miles on this thing, which at the rate I'm going, especially with COVID, it's probably like another 15 years. So I just plan to like upgrade it, right? I'm going to replace the leaves. I'm going to do the brakes. I'm just going to keep it going, right? So tons and tons of mods to come. Again, I just wanted to kind of take this opportunity to tell you guys that I do have big plans to sort of like take the whole truck apart, fix everything, and sort of improve on it. So again, for all of you that are loyal listeners, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, thank you so much. I hugely, really do appreciate it. there is a ton of big stuff coming for this channel. I'm making a ton of connections. I am learning a ton of stuff every day. I'm getting super excited about the future of all things overlanding. And literally my goal is like in the next few years to turn this into a job. So again, thank you guys and girls for your support. Like, you guys are awesome. And when I say turn this into a job, I don't mean get rich. I'm not going to be Mr. Beast, right? I'm not going to be giving out $100,000 to people. I'm not going to be running around playing pranks on people. Like, that's not the goal, right? The goal is just to bring you guys even more great content, Xterra type content, Nissan type content, overlanding gear reviews, trip reviews, trail reviews, go on more trips, spend more time overlanding, learn more stuff, go to expos, go to more expo, learn about those things, talk about those events, build relationships with people in the overlanding community, right? Like, this is a growing market. It's a growing niche. There are a ton of amazing companies that sell really cool overlanding gear that we should be supporting, right? That I should be supporting, that I should be learning from, that I should be connecting with. So that's kind of my goal, is like literally to shine the light on these amazing people that are doing these super cool things and like literally risking their livelihoods, right? Like quitting a full-time job, making good money doing something to become an overlanding retailer or to become a trainer or to become a, you know, to start their own overlanding expo, like more expo. That dude had a job and then he said, I'm going to do my own thing. And it's amazing. It blows my mind. Like, I'm so amazed by these people. So anyways, not to expound too much, but I'm just going to try and keep bringing you guys great content. I'm going to try to keep entertaining you guys. And that's my goal, right? So again, thank you guys and girls for watching. Thank you for listening. If you don't already, go over to Facebook, go to Instagram, go to podcast channels and like, subscribe. Click that subscribe button below on YouTube. I literally couldn't do this without you guys. I love all the messages I get. I love the questions I get. I even enjoy the shitty comments that I get, honestly. I mean, I can't tell you how many times recently I've had people say, God, this music is terrible. Why do you have all this techno crap blasting and then your audio drops? You haven't even regulated the audio. And I'm like, dude, I made that video like 8 months ago and I started my channel like 12 months ago. Right? So like, it's still entertaining to me. It's fun. And like, I am learning. So again, you guys and girls that have stuck with me, thank you so much. So yeah, that's it. I'm not going to cry. There are no tears that are going to fall. Because I am a man and I am tough and I'm not going to do that. But I just wanted to tell you guys that I appreciate you. And thanks for watching. So again, we'll talk to you next week. More videos to come. Appreciate the support. Appreciate the comments. Appreciate the questions. Make sure to like and subscribe everywhere you can and join the conversation. All right? Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.